All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, March 11th of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a four-game NBA main slate to go along with a big 11-game NHL main slate. And if you are excited about the players this week, we do have our initial projections up here. So we can do a slate demo today for the players. And then Jordan did release a video about the players on YouTube, which I will talk about in a minute. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days and get your questions answered. All right. Before we get SaberSim pulled up here, I'm going to get YouTube pulled up here first. And let's see. All right. So new video out today, the Players PGA DFS tutorial released 20 minutes ago. I'd recommend checking this out after the show today. If you're going to be building some golf lineups, we'll use the Players. We'll talk about it in the most current version of the app. So check this one out. All right. So I wanted to call this one out before we get started today. Then let's now get SaberSim up. All right. Almost there. Let's see. Okay. Camera's back. SaberSim is up here. We did have a couple questions to get us started today before we jump into our slate demo. So I see we got one from Jonesy here. Got one from Philly. One from Niramata. Stay Sharp and I went back and forth a little bit. And then one more about rules. Cool. So we'll knock all these out. Just going one by one here. And then we'll see where we go from there. So just going to start from top down. Jonesy said, when making PGA lineups for flagship using GeoMean, you want to do it separate from the rest of your lineups because of the rule. So good question. Let's go over to PGA, right? I think we're going to spend most of our time talking about this. So we go to contest. I just want to see what the sizes are. So flagship contest, right, is this $25, 150 max, 105K entrance. It's going to depend on what other contests you're playing. You know what I'm saying? So like if you're playing the $5, 150 max, 118,000, if you're playing, you know, the mini max, right? 118,000 as well. So what you could do is you could group your bigger contests together. Like, hey, everything I'm playing over 100,000 entries, I want to do in build one. And then all of these other contests that are smaller, I want to do those in a separate build, right? So I could definitely see the usefulness in approaching it that way. Now, how many players or how many golfers are in this tournament? Looks like a full field. Definitely looks like a full field. And we can just check. Let's see. So there are 144 golfers, right? So it's a pretty big field. There is a cut, right? So what I've done right is like go and look at like similarly sized fields, and usually duplication isn't a huge factor, but these contests are bigger, right? Flagship, I think, is usually like 59,000 or something like that. And so this is a lot bigger. So I would probably stick to grouping them together if you're concerned about it, is do like the 100K in one build and then all the other contests in another. But I get like not wanting to group like the 100K contest with like, you know, 3,000, 5,000 single entries, right? And similarly sized contests, they're just so different. So I'm with you on that. All right. Hey, Andrew, these are great and very helpful for us newer to SaberSim for tomorrow. Sort of building off the last question, if you have lineups already built and you want to fill the rest of that contest without overriding what you already had, what's the best way? Should I trim those off my final CSV before I upload it to Saber? That way it basically doesn't even know about those lineups. Thanks. Okay, so this one is a little bit tricky. We're just going to build any lineups right now. I'm not super concerned about like specificity here, but I just want to build some lineups. I'll show you how to do this. So the first thing that you need to do, right, is you need to download your entry file for the contest that you're playing, right? And I'm just going to go enter something for PGA here. So let's go over to DK real quick. Got the players Thursday. All right. So I'm going to put two entries in the Dime Time just as an example of how I would do this. And then for the second one, I'll actually fill it out. Perfect. Submit. Reserve. All right, cool. So then I come back into SaberSim, go to contests. Go to upload entries, right? I'm going to download my file, drag and drop it. So here, right, I did two entries into this Dime Time and I built one lineup, right? So what I need to do is I need to open up this CSV I downloaded, okay? So you see it here. You could expand these rows if you want, columns. So two entries right here, 10 cents. One of them has a lineup and one of them does not, okay? So then we're just going to leave this. We're just going to put it on the side, right? Then I go to my build. And in this build one, I already built lineups. So then let's just say I need one lineup, right? And you could expand this on like bigger scale. But I know I've hand-built one lineup. I know I need one lineup. So then I go into Saber. I say, hey, give me one lineup. I don't click save to contest. What I do is I click this save to CSV button. Okay, this is a different button. Notice that this one starts with lineups. Okay, if I use save to contest, this file that gets downloaded will start with entries. Okay, so entries versus lineups, big distinction there. So I need this lineups one. All right, so I'm gonna go download the lineups one. So then now I have this one that I just downloaded, which is this lineups. And then I have the DK file, which is the one that already has a lineup. So then what I need to do is copy and paste these player IDs from this lineups CSV into these empty spaces. And then I need to save this. Doesn't matter that I don't have the name. And then, hold on. And then when I go to DK and I go to upload CSV and I grab that. No, wait, what did I do? Okay, hold on. I don't think that's what I wanted to do. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back. So let's go back to. No, will that work? Hold on. Let me see if this works. I'm almost positive it won't. No, yeah, I did. Okay, so then what I did was I just went to upload CSV. I put the lineup into the DK entries, and then I got the DK entries, opened it, and then it accepted it. Okay. So steps were just going back, download your entry file here, do a build, save to CSV here. Okay. And then after saving to CSV, you're going to copy and paste the lineup into the DK entries and then upload it to the site, because now the DK entries has both lineups. One sec. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. All right, so those were the steps there. Let me know if you have any questions about that. All right. All right. Next question. In the 225 release notes, it has this note: autofill, hid, the ignore min exposures and ignore max exposures columns by default. They can still be made visible via the edit columns menu. I cannot find the edit columns menu. Can you or someone show me where that is? Yeah, absolutely. So we're in this build, right? I go over to autofill. I close the projection section. What I need to do is I need to right click on any column header. Okay, I right click on it. I go over to this hamburger menu on the side. This is where the edit So I come down, I click ignore min exposures, ignore max exposures, check those, click apply. Now they are visible. Okay. So just to be clear, these are auto turned on for any contest where entries is one, and they are turned off for any contest where entries is two or more. Okay. But that's how you find them. That's how they're visible. There are other options here if you guys are interested in those, and you can, it's actually a really good one that we should include more. Contest size, we talk about like contest size when setting like your saber scores and stuff. If you just come in here and add contest size, I think that could actually be better than what we've talked about in the past of like coming in here, screenshotting, how many entrants there are. It's like probably way better. Just come in, edit columns, add contest size, and then set your saber scores accordingly. So I'm going to start using that when offering that advice. All right. Real quick, Andy said, afternoon all. What's up, Andy? All right, next question. How do I set a rule if I don't want any more than 2 to 3 players over 30%? There's not a rule or way to do that. What you would probably have to do is just go into your exposures and just look and then manually adjust, right? So it's like, okay, I'm coming in here. Let's say I need 20 lineups, right? Okay, well, right now I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players over 30%. And we're saying that I only want, 2 or 3. Well, it's going to depend how you want to do this. I would probably just do the lowest ones, right? And bring them down. So 30 max to a couple guys. And then click apply. And then now I have 3 players over 30%. So I kind of don't want to get rid of like the top guys because, those are players that the builder likes more, right? I'd rather do some of the marginal players. You could also do it based on like leverage or different things like that. Like, okay, Gim and McElroy are in like the 10 to 20% range. And then, Aberg is like over 20%. So maybe I don't want to do him. Maybe I want to do some of the lower owned guys because that means that my exposures will be flatter. So you gotta kind of figure out what you want to do, but you definitely have to do it manually. You cannot set like a rule pre-build in order to do that. Okay. Joey said, hey guys, I'll have to restart. The beginning was watching Jordan's video, lost track of time. And then, okay, that's how I've been doing it. Thank you. Wasn't sure if there might be an easier way. All right. Awesome. Glad you were satisfied with that answer. And let me know if there's any follow-up there. Jumping back to Discord. Looks like we are caught up there. Cool. So caught up in the YouTube chat, caught up in Discord. Let's do like a real build demo here, right? So if I'm building lineups for the players for this weekend, what I want to do, right? Well, first off, I want to build as many lineups as I can. I'm just going to do 500 here. I probably wouldn't mess with min or max exposure here. I probably would not mess with sim diversity. Now, if you wanted to, right? Like, let's go back to that, like, you know, 100K size contest example. If you want to, you could probably increase this, right? Bump this up from 8 to 9. I probably wouldn't go to 10. I think 9 is like a fine number, especially if you're playing like super large field stuff. You want to take those small buckets of sims to find the players that have upside in your contest, right? That maybe don't grade out well on a average projection basis. So I'm going to build with sim diversity 9 here. You could set some type of filter based on projection or based on ownership, right? Like, you need to get down here into like the 40s. You know, a lot of these golfers have very low ownership. I'm going to set a super small one, maybe like 40, right? These are like really, really small ownerships. Maybe I do something like 40. So as to say, so show lineups with projection greater than 40, right? And this is just how I would build lineups. I don't know how Jordan recommends doing it in the video that he posted, so check that out as well. You know, take tips from everybody, try and figure out what works for you. All right, so curating my player pool a little bit, and bump sim diversity up 1. I'm ready to rock and roll, so I'm going to build lineups. And then we already have a contest uploaded from earlier, right? So good stuff so far. Now, let's just say I'm building, you know, 20 lineups, right? Rather than just 2. Okay, so I come in here. Let's run the contest sim. Sort by exposures. And I want to see my leverage, which I don't see right now. Here it is. Leverage. I don't care about these columns. And let's expand this. Cool. So far, so good. So because I have an entries file, the ROI goes automatically, so I don't need to do anything special there. Then I'm going to do average target ROI. Good there. Now, let's say I'm concerned about duplication, right? What I would do if you're on Ultimate is go create a GeoMean custom metric. Look like this. Then once you create it, you can go to your filters. Let's get rid of these. Don't know what they are. And I can say show lineups with GeoMean less than X. And I don't know what a good number is here. Let's try like 25. See if that has any impact. Doesn't. Okay, good. Let's go down maybe like 20. One lineup in the trash, right? And that's probably already like a really small number. So I'm going to go just a little bit more, 18. And then I'll probably just stop there, right? Like, the GeoMean is like getting really low. You could do the formula and like figure out, you know, what number GeoMean is good. But 18 like feels pretty small already. So I've chopped off some of the absolute highest owned lineups. I could go further if I wanted to, but I don't really want to here. So then now I'm going to start analyzing my lineups, right? Now, what I'm noticing is that my exposures are like really, really flat, right? We're a little bit under on Chalky Scheffler. And then we're a little high on Corey Connors. And then outside of that, very, very flat, right? A little exposure on McIlroy, but those are like some of the only players with a leverage in the teens. And I'm not feeling too bad about it, right? I think it's okay. I could, if I wanted to, right, try using some uniques. 1 to 2. Okay, so the metrics didn't change, right? So what that tells me is that my top 20 lineups already have 2 golfers different from every other lineup, which that's really good, right? 3, they slightly move, but again, not too much, right? And then my exposures kind of look the same to me. They don't look too different. similar stance, still on McElroy, still under on Scheffler, a little lower on Connors. So if I wanted to be like a little flatter, I could use three. We're barely sacrificing any projection or ROI to do so. So this is fine, right? You got to kind of feel it out. You know, do you like your leverages? Do you want to change them? Maybe you just want to change one person, right? Okay, go in and use the cells and do it, right? So a couple different ways to do that. But overall, I'm pretty satisfied with these 20 lineups. SaberSim is diversifying off the bat. Lowest ROI is 29%. And we've even applied a geometric mean filter, right? So I would be happy with this, and I'd be ready to rock and roll. But again, check out Jordan's video. Let's see if it's in Saber School. If not, I'll ask him to add it. Okay, it's in here, right? So you guys can go to Saber School. It's the latest video here, players, PGA, DFS tutorial, and watch it right in the app. So check that out. But we are all caught up here with questions in Discord, YouTube chat, knocked out a slate demo for the players. Probably will do another one tomorrow. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.